Video, Sheriff, Florida drug traffickers had enough fentanyl to kill 3 million people. By Amy Furr on August 18, 2024. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office in Florida recently seized a massive amount of fentanyl that could have killed 3 million people. According to officials, they received information in February about a fentanyl drug trafficking organization that spanned several counties. Several local and federal agencies joined forces to work on the case, Fox 13 reported Saturday. Authorities searched a home Homosassa residence and two other places in Pasco County during their investigation. At the home in Homosassa, deputies found over 13 pounds of fentanyl, almost 150 grams of methamphetamine, 22 firearms, three of which were stolen, and more than $10,000 in cash. In a social media post on Saturday, the sheriff's office said, "Joint operation leads to largest fentanyl seizure in history for CCSO. The fentanyl seized was in several forms. There were press kilogram bricks stamped with the organization's trademark and thousands of individual fentanyl pills stamped to look like prescription opioids, such as 10 milligrams oxycodone and Percocet. These counterfeit pills coincide with DEA's public safety alert, where they found that 6 out of 10 fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills now contain a potentially lethal dose of fentanyl. Meaning that any person who buys prescription pills other than at a legitimate pharmacy may unknowingly be getting a potentially lethal dose of fentanyl. The overall street value of these seized narcotics is estimated at $735,000. Enough fentanyl to kill over 3 million people has been taken off the streets in this one operation," said Sheriff Prendergast. The agency noted the investigation is still ongoing. Meanwhile, a recent traffic stop in Roswell, Georgia, yielded enough fentanyl to 60,000 people, Breitbart News reported. During her speech at the Republican National Convention in July, Ann Funder, whose 15-year-old son was poisoned by fentanyl and died, said she holds President Joe Biden, D., and Vice President Kamala Harris, D., responsible for the tragic loss, per Breitbart News. "My family and I were living in Southern California when President Biden took office and opened our borders," she stated, later adding, "I hold Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the borders are, what a joke, and Gavin Newsom and every Democrat who supports open borders responsible for the death of my son."